Okay, you're going for 8 wins in a row today, Brooke, and you're going to be playing Janie from Rainier. What's up, Janie?
Hi, how are you?
Janie, you sound so lovely. I never trust people who sound too lovely.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have you been wanting to play for a while?
I have. I played you once, and I lost.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's keep that trend up. And
see if you can get some redemption. Brooke is leaving the studio. Janie, the game is played like this. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Do you remember how many you got right last time you played?
I think it was one.
Ooh,
I hope
okay.
I at least do better than that.
Hopefully you set your personal record then at least.
Let's go for 1.5 today, okay?
That sounds good, yeah.
All right, here we go. She's out of the room, and your time starts now. In a recent survey, Chinese millionaires said Seattle was the second most attractive place to live in the world. What other American city was first?
Las Vegas.
What do you call the award for excellence in newspaper, magazine, and literature composition?
Nobel.
In what decade was the national drinking age changed from 18 to 21 years old?
The 40s.
What special military division has the acronym Sea, Air, and Land Forces?
The Air Force.
Okay. Got that in on time. We'll bring Brooke back into the studio. So what do you think? Do you think you did better than one correct answer this time, Janie?
I'm not sure. Those are all guesses.
All right. Well, we'll find out in just a second. Brooke is back. Got her headphones on.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Sure. Let's yeah.
All right. You have your work cut out for you because Janie crushed it. You got to pretty much run the table.
Janie.
Yeah. Janie, I'm trying to build you up here, and you're ruining it by laughing.
Well, thank you.
All right. You ready, Brooke?
Yeah.
Okay. Your time starts now. In a recent survey, Chinese millionaires said Seattle was the second most attractive place in the world to live. What other American city was first?
Los Angeles.
What do you call the award for excellence in newspaper, magazine, and literature composition?
There's a lot of awards. The Hearst Awards.
In what decade was the national drinking age changed from 18 to 21 years old?
80s.
What special military division has the acronym Sea, Air, and Land Forces?
The Marines.
Okay,
oh,
same acronym? Amount of questions in.
Oh,
let's send it on over to the scoreboard and see how you guys did with Jose.
Excuse me. Oh, my God. This just happened. America!
Bolaños.
Janie, did you do better than last time? No, you got zero.
Oh, God. I may have tied you, Janie, so don't worry.
Brooke?
Yeah.
2 correct.
Oh, sweet.
All right, Janie, your second time playing and your second loss. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Let's go over the answers. In a recent survey, Chinese millionaires said Seattle was the second most attractive place to live in the world. What other American city was first? Los Angeles. San Francisco was third. New York was fourth. What do you call the award for excellence in newspaper, magazine, and literature composition? That would be the Pulitzer Prize. In what decade was the national drinking age changed from 18 to 21? That would be in the 80s, 1984. The bill was signed by President Ronnie Reagan. What special military division has the acronym Sea, Air, and Land Forces? That would be the SEAL.
Oh, that makes
Navy
sense.
SEAL.
I knew I screwed it up when you said acronym and I didn't give you one of those.
Sea, Air, Land.
Yeah.
That was a tough one, though. What acronym was it? And both of you guys were like, Marines, Air Force, Army? I don't know. Who knows? All right, Janie, you did not win the money, but just for playing today, you won a family 4-pack of tickets to the Woodland Park Zoo. Meet Seattle's tallest baby, Lulu the giraffe, and her even taller parents.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. Just go to zoo.org for more details. And Janie, hopefully you'll call back and play again sometime and see if you can get negative. Answer's correct. Because you've gone from 1 to 0, and maybe you can get a negative answer in there. I don't know. And we'll play Winbrook's Box same time tomorrow.
Winbrook's Box is brought to you by D.R. Horton. You can find your new home at drhorton.com.
Moving 92.5.